Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Aztec Minerals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol AZT and on the OTCQB under the symbol AZZTF. I am chatting with the President and CEO, Simon Dykowski. Now, Simon, we're following up on a news release that came out just yesterday, July 27th. Five more drill results from the Tombstone Project around this contention pit. And the headline number here, the best hole drilled to date, at least in this Phase 2 program, of just over 2 grams per ton gold equivalent, over 96 meters. Now, in this news release, there were 5 holes released of a total 20-hole program. That brings us up to now 10 holes released out of that 20-hole program, so halfway through. Simon, take us through where these 5 holes were located compared to the past drilling, and also recap what was, has been at least right now, the best hole to date on the project.
Yeah, happy to, Corey, and thanks for having me on. You know, as you pointed out, we've been busy drilling away, ported another 5 holes. So just to break it down in terms of where they're located in the contention open pit, we're drilling in the pit largely to the west of where we drilled last year in our initial 3 patterns. So holes 6, 7, 8, and 9 are located 50 meters in between holes 1 and 2 and holes 3, 4, and 5. So that fills in and steps out to the west between the center and the north of the pit. And those holes returned very consistent bulk tonnage grades of mineralization. Highlights from hole 8 include 47.1 grams of silver, 2 grams of gold over nearly 40 meters. So that's on a gold equivalent basis, 2¾ grams gold. So that was in hole 8. That one actually got cut short a little bit. The hole was caving in on us, bottomed in mineralization. And I'll point out that, in fact, all 5 holes that we drilled were mineralized and bottomed in mineralization. But hole 8 was a standout. That was a vertical hole drilled right in between our first 2 setups and infilling between holes 1 and 2 and obviously 3 to 5. So very, very consistent and encouraging mineralization to us, but not the best of the batch we released today. Hole 10, that was very much a standout. So that was a step out from the central spoke last year to the south. So that extends the area of mineralization that we're drilling this year down to about 430 meters long and 150 meters wide. Now, the highlight from that hole, it is on a gram meter basis, our best hole of our 2 programs now. So hole 3 returned about 200 gram meters and hole 10 has returned about 210 gram meters. But the highlights were 96 meters of 2.2 grams gold equivalent. So if you break that into gold and silver, it was 96 meters of 1.4 grams gold and 56.4 grams silver. And that was approximately 80 to 89% true width. So a very good representation of the west dipping orientation of the mineralization and very consistent with everything that we've drilled to date. So it's really painting a picture here that will ultimately be calculated into a resource. But again, very pleased with these results. And we are continuing to drill. The drill is actually still punching through the rock down at Tombstone as we speak. We're on hole 21 and we have a number of holes now sampled and shipped to the laboratory.
So Simon, so far, again, releasing 10 holes and having some of these headline numbers and even touching back on that news release that we chatted about early in July that intersected 32 meters of over 6 grams per ton gold equivalent, you guys are clearly hitting some good mineralization here over some good widths. What's the overall size or scale that you are seeing right now in terms of mineralization from this recent drilling success?
Yeah, so this is putting a lot of drilling onto 50 meter spacing. So this will be likely sufficient to start looking at resource calculations, probably with one more small drill program. But to sum up, you know, we've got 830 meters of strike of the pit of the main contention structure. But in terms reasonably spaced drilling, we're now looking at an area of about 430 meters long and now over 150 meters wide and mineralized down to at least 100 meters. And I point out that almost every hole that we've drilled has bottomed in mineralization, and we have only been able to drill to about 100 meters vertically due to ground conditions and limitations of reverse circulation drilling through tunnels. And in fact, we're only able to drill with this contract 12 hours a day. So, you know, the longer you stay into a hole, the more caving problems you have. So what that means for investors and for us is that we will be going back later this fall with a diamond drill and doing some core drilling, which will allow us to drill deeper, to test these holes that have bottomed in mineralization, and obviously to test the deeper CRD targets that we've generated. But it's putting a fairly large area here into this mineralized zone, and you know, exceeding our expectations, in fact, at every step.
So some of these headline holes, like hole 10 or hole 8 from this recent news release, or even that headline hole from the first round of drill results, have these all bottomed in mineralization?
Yes, every hole has bottomed in mineralization. Now it's, you know, it's above our cutoff is 0.2 grams gold equivalent, but again, you know, nothing suggested to us that the mineralization has stopped at depth. So, you know, we feel that we're simply limited by the RC drilling right now. But, you know, as we've talked about before, this is our strategy to drill off the gold silver oxide cap first, pick off the low hanging fruit, if you will, before testing deeper targets and expanding the geological model of the Tombstone District.
Now, there's also another comment within the news release that talks about visible gold being hit in a lot of these drill results. You guys don't really focus on it because you're focusing a bit more on the actual assay results, but how is this visible gold playing into the exploration strategy as well?
Yeah, and we highlight that because Tombstone has historically been known as a very high-grade silver district, and that's what the old-timers were mining, was high-grade silver veins that they could see. And we have sampled at surface and in some dumps around the mine some very high-grade gold, you know, over 2 ounces of gold and high-grade silver. But, you know, in the chips to date, we hadn't identified any visible gold, but in some recent drill holes, we've actually observed fine grain gold in the chips. So, you know, we did want to highlight that not, you know, not all of the high grade mineralization was mined out by any stretch of the imagination. And, you know, it's very likely that the miners left, most of the high grade gold as they weren't focused on that. And we are focused on that now. So while we have solid silver numbers throughout the district, as you'd expect, that the high grade gold is really encouraging to us. And as we point out in the news release, there was visible gold observed in a number of the holes that are in the lab currently.
Okay, so still half the program to be released in terms of assay results here at the Tombstone Project. What can investors expect as the company moves forward here past even the upcoming drill results at Tombstone?
Yeah, so just to sum up what we're doing in the short term, we're on hole 21 today. We're finishing our pattern that we had planned out to put that you know nearly 500 meter area on 50 meter spacings and stepping out to the west. So we've completed the bulk of the drilling for the summer. We're twinning a couple of holes that were drilled by a previous operator in the early 90s. They were drilled by US EMEX. Now we're twinning them so that we can verify them, and if they do confirm the records that we have, we'll be able to use a number of their drill holes in a resource calculation in the future. So that's a key step that we have to do to verify previous results. And we'll obviously have assays rolling in through August and into September. We'll then take a break and integrate the data and the findings of this program into a larger geological model. So, you know, we've got to sit down, put our heads together and try to understand how this relates to potential mineralization at depth and tie it into some of the drill results that we have from deep drilling that Santa Fe Mining drilled in the late 80s, forming the basis of our CRD thesis. So that'll take us into the fall. And then we will likely follow up with a core drilling program that will test both the CRD, the deep Taylor style targets, and integrate some of the deeper gold silver targets that we where we bottomed in mineralization. So it will culminate in a geological model in a lot of information that will be useful for an initial resource estimate, and it will support our ongoing drilling program at Tombstone. So very, very exciting times for us. And, you know, a lot's happened for us technically through the drill bit, through this rather slow summer for the markets.
So Simon, what do you think still needed to get a resource out then? I understand some of those twinning of holes, confirming some of that old work. Do you need another drill program, do you think, to get that initial resource out?
We feel we do need one more drill program. While we likely have enough for an inferred resource, we don't want to be premature on that. You know, especially given that we've bottomed in mineralization in every hole this year, I think it might be you know, again, just premature to base it off the limited drilling we've done to date. But one more program should give us enough to start looking at a resource for the shallow gold silver oxide cap to this Tombstone system.
Okay, perfect. Simon, I appreciate the update and full disclosure. I am a shareholder of Aztec Mineral, so we'll be following up as more of these drill results hit the market. And if anybody has any follow-up questions regarding the drill program going on at Tombstone or anything that's going on at the Cervantes property in Mexico, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get those answered for you. Simon, thanks for the update today. Keep in touch on the back of some more news, please.
Corey, will do, and thanks very much for the time today.